T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What or who stood out last night in Patriots preseason game number one? 617-779-7937. And WEEI's training camp and preseason coverage brought to you by Zudy. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zudy, that's Zudy.com, for your free trial. New England Spine Care, we've got your back at anyspinecare.com. Henry Elliott and Company, the interoperability staffing partner of the healthcare IT industry at henryelliott.com. As we get ready to talk to you about guys like Tyquan Thornton and Cole Strange and some others that stood out, let's get to some of the post game. Because I do know this, that for a lot of people, when it comes to preseason post game, you're probably checked out by the time that thing ends up hitting the air. Yeah. And
maybe not a lot of fourth quarter viewing as well. That could start to dip, especially when you start with the backups. You can only imagine what you end with.
And mother of God, some of the questions from some of these people to Bill Belichick. Listen, there's a lot of people that I know that are in that room, and some of them I should probably just send a text message to or just say, cripes almighty, I don't need to hear your one-minute sports talk rant before you finally get to what is a seven-word question. There was one on the, well, Tyquan, you know, your speed is elite at this level, and when it comes to matching the footwork with the speed.
You have all day. You have all day. You have all night. Right. Simplify it. And then if you really want a good answer, you got to go shorter question, right? Because then you get lost in it, and then it ends up being like a three-parter. Then the player or the coach only answers part of one of the questions.
That's the one. Yeah. It's like the one where you get the big, like, there was one to Hoyer, where it was a big, long question about offensive communication. And then they threw in the end, it's like, and how does that communicate to team? And it's like, don't throw the extra question in there.
What do you want him to answer?
Like, good Lord. Now, Andrew Callahan, he's one of these guys. Kept it kind of short.
Yes.
And that's where we jump to first, because we wanted to leave these in context, so they are a little longer. So this is the exchange between two separate reporters and Bill Belichick. Now, early on, I want to say it was like second question in, one of the bad question askers, like, it, I mean, just drove all the way around New England and then finally got back to, like, getting the question in there and asking Bill about it, and he kind of brushed it off. Okay. So here comes Andrew Callahan of The Athletic. He decided to take his turn at it. And Harold. I'm sorry. Yeah, Harold, my bad. And, well, here's how that ensued.
Bill, what were some of the benefits of having Joe and Matt play tonight?
I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to do that.
Do you know if one will call plays when the regular season arrives?
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll work it out.
So have you decided?
We're going through a process, just like everything else on this team.
He's like, don't worry about it. It's like, well, it's not keeping me up at night, but I am trying to do my job. I cover the team. You have two guys that have never done it. We were wondering who was going to do it, and then in the game, they're both doing it.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that. We'll work it out.
Matt's going to call him on first down. Joe's going to have a second down play call. Then Matt's going to come back in for third down.
This is the first time I think Belichick has ever told a reporter, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
I mean, on a scale of worries, it's not, you know, my biggest worry in the world, but it is a question.
And you know what? And And a part of the reason why that was a great first question from Callahan is because he was actually listening to what Belichick said. Because in the first question that came to him on that answer, it was, well, you know, we're working through a process and we felt like there was a benefit to it. That's why the, well, what is the benefit? And then it kind of went from there.
Well, and you don't give Bill the yes, no, right? Because sometimes sometimes a yes, no question is a great question. But with Bill, he'll just take it and then you'll have nothing left. So, like, what are the benefits? Like, all right, this is what you've decided to do. I'm not questioning you doing it.
Right.
Because that's when Bill sometimes gets a little ruffled when,
it's
when
the
you're
why
like,
why are you doing it? Like, what is it to you? What do you see? Absolutely.
Don't worry about it. Like, all right, well, again, I'm not freaking out about it, but I think it's a pretty fair question. There's only three preseason games, and these guys, Callahan and others, have been at every practice. And in seven-on-sevens, when the offensive lineman is down on the other field, then Joe Judge is usually calling the plays. And then when it's 11-on-11s, it's usually Matt Patricia. Now, there was also a small time where it looked like it was Bill Belichick, but then it's gone back to Matt Patricia. I would say Matt Patricia has called the vast majority of the plays, but certainly not all of them. And then in the game last night, when you don't even have the starting quarterback, right? So you're already kind of going in a little bit grain of salt. There's maybe one starter on the field in Cole Strange, right? Everybody else is going to be, it's going to be new guys.
Well,
week one.
Tyquan Thornton might be playing his way into a role, and I know possibly, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But
still, you would think that you would give Matt Patricia a little bit more burn than that. Like, I think it's the old adage, oh, you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterbacks. Like, well, if you have two play callers, not sure you have any play callers.
Well, yeah, well, don't worry about that.
I'm a little bit worried.
So towards the end of the press conference, I guess he just got off TV, Phil Perry went running in there, who, by the way, he doesn't age.
Phil looks great.
How does he do this?
Deal with the devil?
Fancy creams or something?
Could be creams.
You think it could be? Oh, I gotcha.
I always resort to some sort of Satan-like deal. Maybe he sold a soul.
So
right?
It's not filler or you like sleep or drinking enough water or rubbing on some sort of lotion that keeps you. But
Tom Brady made the same deal.
Clark Clarkson, Phil Perry, they've all been around for 15 years and they look the same. It's unbelievable.
It is pretty amazing.
It really is, but then Phil came swooping in the end, and he took a crack at it as old Bilton Hoodstein was ready to exit stage right, and here's how that went down.
Bill, how did you feel the communication went offensively with both Matt and Joe relaying signals in there tonight?
Yeah, I don't think communication was a problem. You know, we had 12 men on defense on one play, but otherwise the play clock was pretty – we had plenty of time for the most part. And we had a couple injuries and a couple of substitution issues. But overall, those are more, it wasn't the operation. It was, guy being hurt or, a substitute, because that caused some other substitution things. So we can clean that up a little bit. But, I thought we were on the ball pretty quickly. I had plenty of time to operate. And, we had to audible a few times. We were able to do that, so. I mean, there's plenty of room for improvement. I'm not saying we're there yet, but getting there.
Yeah. And just really quickly, just to follow up, if I could, you mentioned earlier with the offensive play caller, you're going through a process. What do you need to see to make a final decision?
We're going through a process. Simple as that.
Okay. It's just a little bit of an unusual situation for us that have watched you guys before. And so,
what do you want me to do?
I guess we're just looking for a little clarity as to why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Yeah. Going through a process.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Okay. The great in there came out of nowhere.
Well, it's funny. And for years of covering the team, I feel like Bill does respect Phil and guys like Mike Reese and some of the others that have been there a while.
The guys that are there every day.
They put the grind in.
Andy Hart has told us that, yeah.
They go to the road games. They're there. They're asking questions. They're not going for this isn't the gotcha media, right? This isn't that. They're fair questions, but Bill's not always going to give you a fair answer. So they gave it a shot. But like again,
the great.
What do you want me to do? I don't know. Tell us who's calling plays. Like, or, I don't know. Try answering some of these questions. Maybe that's what you got to do. But yeah, it's just more of the same, really, from Bill. He's not going to tip his hand. But I just look at it as the other 31 teams in the NFL. A simple, if you don't know it off the top of your head, a simple Bing search would tell you who their play caller is, right? The Patriots seem to be like the one team. Like, is this an advantage? I can't imagine it's any kind of an advantage.
So I know the Giants, like, they had an offensive coordinator who's now the head coach, and they did say last night this guy was calling plays. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how that whole thing was, like, shaken down. Because sometimes, like, you know, like, the head coach still retains the right to be the play caller. Like, McVay will never give up calling plays.
Yeah, some of those guys, or some of those guys, they don't for a minute, and then, you know, five games go by, and, like, Mike McCarthy or somebody's like, oh, I'm back in on plays now. And you're like, all right. But you know it's one person for at least given the one person. Right, because we know that Bill could always swoop in and take them.
Of course.
But it's when you have two non-head coaches kind of fighting over it. That seems like a very rare situation.
Well, I think that you know, Matt Patricia is geared to be able to deal with this. Because if we remember back in the day...
Do me a favor, just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process. Every day you come in and ask me questions. And
you got to respect
kind of
the
like,
process.
You know, give me this. But I mean, like, just be a little respectful. I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
That's right. You gotta be, we have to be respectful in this whole process.
We need
because that's
closed
what's going
toed
on.
Shoes. We need collared shirts.
We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son. Correct. Not one of those deals.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Hey, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app. Ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI 617-779. 793.7, what stood out the most to you last night? And really, how many people are hung up on who the play caller is going to be, and that whole deal with communication? And one of the answers, Bill did give the breakdown of, yeah, there were a couple of hiccups. And that is, I think, to be expected in week one, because it's twofold. Yes, the coaches are there to tell the people who's going into the game and substitutions. But when you're dealing with injury, how long does it take to get diagnosed? You got to get somebody in there to be like, hey, this guy isn't there. Who's the next person up? Those are little things about process that I think they can clean up, but it wasn't a cluster on the sidelines.
That's my
either.
Point. It was never a fire drill. Like, there was plenty of times
where Were you expecting a fire drill?
I thought there might be. Yeah, oh, for sure. I thought, especially when you get into Bailey Zappi and you're like, all right, this is his first NFL real experience, and you got a play caller, and you didn't know at the time if it was going to be Patricia or Judge, but it's their first time. Some other guys that may be a little bit unfamiliar, but. No, I mean, for the most part, like Bill said, got him to the line of scrimmage, had some time. Not that, you know, he's going to be making a ton of adjustments in his first preseason game, but still at least had time. It wasn't like, all right, get on the ball and snap it.
It's more about making sure that whichever veteran quarterback is in there, and I'll throw Mac as a veteran now because he's played the season, that do you have enough time to be able to read and react?
Yeah.
And I think that I think that's twofold. Number one, you can trust Mac more at the line of scrimmage to make adjustments, but also – That's the real reason you cut out some of the verbiage.
Right.
Because there were times last year with McDaniels where it was, all right, we've got to hurry up and get out of the huddle because you're processing all that other sort of information as well. And off of that, Brian Hoyer was asked after the game about the voices in his head.
I just listen to my helmet and call the play that's said to me. So whether it's Matt or Joe or whoever it might be, you know, I'm not really concerned about. I'm worried about what defense they're running, how we're going to execute the play.
I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but I never need to see him play again. Like ever, ever, ever. He had an opportunity a couple of years ago. You remember when Cam didn't play Cam's COVID game? And he was awful. And he wasn't just bad. He was messing up the stuff that you would think veteran guys would get. Like, he was the two-minute drill.
He didn't know what offense they were running because it was Cam's.
He didn't know what he was doing. Like, he didn't know the downs. He didn't know the time. Like, he was – there's just zero upside there to him on the field. Like, if Mac Jones goes down, like most teams, by the way, if their starting quarterback goes down, you're porked. You're done. Hopefully he has some insight on how to, you know, be an NFL quarterback to the young guys. But I'm glad it was only two possessions. It seems like a waste, really. Like, either go with Mac Jones and Zappi in the preseason or just all of Zappi. Let him work the kinks out and have some bad throws because, there was one play to Tyquan Thornton that maybe he could have made a really nice play on, but Hoyer just throws it short. And you're like,
Brian Hoyer knows this system.
He died. Okay. maybe he does. That can only get you so far. So again, not to pile on the guy, because again, he's not going to impact the team's wins or losses at all. But
well, at some point, who knows? He might be offensive coordinator or having to call plays at some point this year.
I guess put him in the mix.
But at least he's been out there and sort of respects the process that they're going through. Hey, let's get to Bailey Zappi. Some good, but boy, he didn't look like Mac Jones in that first preseason performance at all. I thought at times there were some mechanical issues thrown off the back foot, things like that. I don't look. I understand there are going to be times where if there's no safety in the middle of the field and you get a one-on-one on the outside and say you're down, you know, 20 to 13 and you throw it up to try to let a wide receiver to make a play where it's a safe throw and there's no one around, then it's just winning a one-on-one battle and that's one thing. Throwing it up four times, just throwing it to space and hoping that somebody is going to turn around and get it, that's not exactly, I don't think, a great risk-reward scenario there.
Well, and yeah, Zappe, especially to some of the guys you're throwing to, right? You're not hucking it up to Davante Adams. Like, that's the sort of...
Well, yeah, and even like Trey Nixon and Christian Wilkerson and at times Tyquan Thornton, I thought there were a couple of moments where it kind of felt like Zip Zappe was a little overwhelmed last night.
Well, I mean, it's his first time playing in an NFL field, and like we talked about with Mac last year, you go from Alabama playing against Georgia, SEC title, national title. That's as close of a transition the closeness there. More so than Western Kentucky, where Zappe's coming from. So, yeah, he threw for 6,000 yards and, like, 60 touchdowns. But what a difference in speed, just level of opponent, all of that stuff. So
He looks little, doesn't he?
Well, that's the knock on. That's why they said he went in the fourth round. Like, if he was taller.
But I thought it was, like, okay, he's little, but he's not going to look that. And then you put him in the pocket, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he looked little, but, I mean, we're getting used to seeing quarterbacks look little. I still think it was more – Tyquan Thornton – is so skinny was my biggest takeaway.
Oh, interesting.
Like, he's so thin. Like, he has, there are certain NBA players, he has like Kevin Durant legs. Like, he looks like he could snap. Now, again, speed's his game, and so maybe he'll be fine. I don't think, especially in the modern NFL, I don't think you need to be the strongest guy in the world to be a successful receiver. But when he first got drafted, and I know everybody talked about his wrists, but even Kendrick Bourne, remember, made a comment like, yeah, we got to get like 10 pounds on him. Like, he was like, saw him, was like, he is so thin. So that jumped out to me more than Zappe being short, because again, we've seen a lot of short quarterbacks recently, and it kind of, you know, they blend in a little bit more.
I'll tell you the one thing about Tyquan Thornton that jumped out right away is that he was willing to kind of get dirty. And when you look at Thornton, his height stands out.
Yeah, he's tall and thin.
He's tall and thin, but he seemed, at least in game one, to play with some pretty good technique. Early in the game, you get the motion in, and they line him up in between the tight end and the tackle, it was. And basically, he was kind of the lead blocker and was willing to kind of get up in there. And it wasn't the, oh, let me just kind of jog in front of this guy and kind of get in the way. No, they put him in the tackle box where he's got to go out there and at least try to fight and be physical and sort of push someone around. It's interesting about Thornton, because you're right, he's thin, but his thinness isn't weakness. You know what I mean? Like, when, remember, and I know I'm crossing sports, but like when David Pastrnak first came up to the NHL,
he was like
160 pounds
yeah.
and getting pushed around.
Yeah.
I didn't get the sense that Tyquan Thornton was kind of getting pushed around out there. He's not running people over, don't get me
wrong.
Well,
no, but like in practice, it seems like he's getting off jams fine.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, as long as you're doing that, you don't need to be the strongest guy in the world. And when you are so fast, all he needs is a little bit of separation, and maybe he's now a deep ball threat and all that.
N'Keal Harry looked like he could bench press the world and couldn't separate from our grandmothers.
Yeah, right. And again, even just day one, it's only one preseason game, but it looks like not a bust, right? Like, it looks like a guy who's...
He's off to a good start. He does not look overwhelmed.
Fitting right in with the receiver
group. It's not Aaron Dobson, where it's like, wait, what's he running out
now
there?
He's also in a good spot. Like, speaking of Aaron Dobson, Dobson got a ton of playing time as a rookie because the rest of the group was so bad.
Yep.
And so maybe Thornton... Now, this group's better than that group. What was that, 2013? But this group, at least it's like an open competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thornton... Is Parker or Aguilar or one of those guys much, much better than Tyquan Thornton? Probably not.
And for me, Thornton may never get 60 snaps in a game, but can he get the right 20 snaps? Moving him inside, outside, all that stuff. You know, even after the game, there was the talk, hey, we'll line him up inside, we'll line him up outside. His speed is evident, though. And I do think that, especially one of the other things that jumped out is, compared to last year, this group is faster overall.
Yeah, they were slow last year. And they were slow at really important spots, like wide receiver and linebacker. You need to be faster. And they were in quicksand last year. Because we would have this question, even going back the last several years, you know, how many guys on the football field could score a touchdown from like 70 yards out? It seems like even if they made a nice play, somebody was going to chase them down. Somebody was going to catch Jacoby Myers or Hunter Henry or James White or whoever. Tyquan Thornton seems like if he gets a couple of steps on you, you're not going to catch him. He runs like a 4.28 40. So if he can get behind the defense, like that's a big play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.